Blog Talk Radio.
Because you first loved us. Welcome to this morning, Youth of Harvest. God's got this. God's got me. Amen. His plans are to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us a hope and a future. Hallelujah. Praise his name. This is Pastor Katisa. And just stopping by to encourage our youth. Amen. And we're going to just continue on, press on in the Lord. And before we get started, of course, we're going to have some prayer. Amen. We thank God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you the honor. You are worthy, O Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for loving us. Amen. That's who you are. You are love, Father God. And you show your love mightily by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, for he also, being your son, showed love by laying down his life for us, and that we may live eternally if we trust and believe that you've sent him, amen. And he took our punishment for sins, but he also was raised to life, and that we can live through the power of his resurrection. Oh God, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for just loving us so much, and we receive your love, Father God. We receive it so we may give it, and we want to be filled with it. You forgive us when we're irritable, when we don't respond the way we should. God, you're awesome. God, you are glorious. We thank you. We lift up your name. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are awesome. You are wonderful. We thank God for you for joining us. We don't take that for granted. When we're talking, we're going to just continue on in love. God's love. God's character is love. And now he hates sin. That's part of his character as well. He has to judge sin. And yes, he does have wrath. He does have anger. And all of these are part of God's character. We don't, you know, we don't want to say that his love is so much that he turns his back in while his children sin or others sin. He does not. But we want to, because his love is so important, and that we wanted to make sure that we definitely over and over again touch on God's love. So we're in 1 John chapter 4. We may have been here before. 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to just read. Dear friends, verse 7, starting at verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Hear that? Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. What's that mean? That means that he took our place. You know, he took the punishment for our sins. So verse 11, dear friends, since God so loved us, ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. His love is made complete in us. And so, with even this that amount of scripture, what do we take out of those verses? Is that, yeah, God's love is that it's found in his Son, Jesus Christ. And, and of course, in other verses of the Bible, you'll find Jesus said that this is how love is shown in action, that he lays down his life. One who loves will lay down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He said, I laid it down. He may be specifically speaking with the disciples at that time, but then he also was expounding on those of us who would believe in him through the disciples' message. He laid down his life for us too. He didn't even know us at that time. And but he laid down his life. And it says as a sacrifice. We know what sacrifice. Sacrifice may be to you, you have to maybe sacrifice your Saturdays or your weekends, so you have to work, or you, because you help purchase things for your senior year, or you may have to go to work out the gym because you want to be the best sports physical athlete that you can. And you heard the saying, no pain, no gain. So, sometimes you have to sacrifice the best things, okay? And so God sacrificed his best, his Son, Jesus. So, and that was love. So it says, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. So then God is saying we ought to love each other. If God showed that type of love, young people, we have to love each other. You have to love your parents if you don't like some things that they say and do and tell you can't do. You have to love your friends, amen, that sometimes you think, I really don't want to talk to them. I really don't want to answer their texts. I really just want to cut them off. But no, you want to show love to them, kindness, kind actions. And God even said, love your enemies. Yeah, love for those who don't like you, who bully you even. You'll pray for them. That's what God said. And put a smile on your face, even when they're doing it. So he's saying to us, just plain matter of fact, languages, we haven't seen God. That's true. A lot of, you know, you may be asked, well, I can't see God. I can't touch God. But this is what God says, that if we love one another, then God lives in us. His spirit lives in us. And his love is made complete. And so we believe God. He comes, his spirit of truth comes into our heart, his Holy Spirit. He gives us, he gives his part of himself. The spirit, the Holy Spirit is from God. He sends in the name of Jesus. When we believe, we receive the spirit of God. This is verse 13, 1 John chapter 4, verse 13 says, this is how we know we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his spirit. And we have seen and testify means we tell each other stuff, we tell the world, that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. That God sent Jesus to be the Savior of the world. And in verse 15, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And here we go again, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we have confidence on the day of judgment. I told you there was going to be, because God will judge sin. That's part of his character, or he has to judge sin. But we will be made complete. We'll have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. Verse 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So God has said, when you believe in his Son Jesus, hey, you're receiving his love. His love is being made complete in you. You receive his spirit. He gives it to us freely. And I pray he gives you even more of his spirit so you can have more confidence. You can have more smiles on your face in the midst of whatever's going on around you. Whatever people saying and trying to do to you, you know, you might say, oh, it's all in your head. Are you making this all up? You know, you don't even have to answer to that. Just tell God all about it. And we thank God he gives you the victory. He gives me the victory. We are made perfect in love, young people, in all the circumstances of your life. We don't want to downplay them. You may have pain. You may have an illness. You may have a lot of hurt emotionally by family, friends, or may feel abandoned, lost. But just know, I want to just get it across. I want the Holy Spirit to get it across to you in your heart. God is love. He loves you. He loves me. That's the bottom line. And he showed it by sending Jesus, and Jesus showed it by laying down his life and also taking it up again. He lives in heaven forever. We can believe that. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen. Remember his love. Study that 1 John chapter 4. That's a good chapter. Be blessed.